Sanders and Rainey exchanged startled glances.
Sanders did the honors. We have a break?
The recovery of the 22 caliber slug. You said it yourself, Detective. Most 22s become too deformed for a ballistics test. My guess is our shooter knew that too. So he tells Danny to bring a 22. Chances are, his slug will ricochet inside the skull, obliterating trajectory and rifling marks. Given all other circumstantial evidence, Danny will be blamed for Melissa Avalon's death as well. Except, the bullet doesn't ricochet. It holds a trajectory that immediately lets us know the shooter must have been another adult. And it keeps enough of the base intact to reveal its little secret. It's perfectly smooth, indicating a unique weapon. 1 40-grain slug later, we know something else happened at that school.
Rainey slowly nodded. Without the slug and its trajectory, there would never have been any reason to look beyond Danny O'Grady, especially with the boy confessing each and every chance he got. Sanders, however, was frowning.
I don't get it. You're saying someone asked Danny to bring a 22 to cover for his own 22? But why the hell would he do that? Why wouldn't he simply use Danny's gun?
Rainey stopped, stared. She looked at Quincy, who for once appeared completely flummoxed.
The 22 slug is smooth, she murmured. It definitely didn't come from Danny's gun.
And that poses another question. If the shooter brought his own weapon to kill Melissa Avalon, why a 22? It's not that powerful, particularly for a headshot. Frankly, many people survive that wound. And yet he fired only one shot to her forehead with his own gun, risking her living to tell the tale, risking someone seeing him armed. I don't understand. Something here doesn't make sense. They all looked at one another. No one had an answer. A pre-selected victim, a mystery slug. An unidentified man who had cajoled a 13-year-old boy into taking part in murder. They had come a long way from a mindless act of rage, and now, suddenly, Rainey didn't know where they were going anymore. She thought about her small, peaceful town. She thought about the towering trees and the gentle rolling hills. She thought about Danny. So scared and frightened and determined to take credit for murder. She thought of the school halls, still streaked in blood. And for the first time in 14 years, Rainey was frightened.